possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, welcome to the show, friends. We're happy to have you along on this pretty big day here for us at 105.1 The Fan Sports Network at 1080 The Fan, 1080 AM, excuse me, the YouTube chat, the text line. You guys are all having fun today, and I'm happy to be around you. Big news today, as the Portland Trail Blazers, as it is reported, have been sold for around $4 billion. Doll hairs. To a group led by a man named Tom Dundon, who is the majority owner of the Carolina Hurricanes.
Not majority owner, 100%
owner. 100%
owner. 100% owner. He bought
that's the team sexy.
Fully in 22, I believe.
I
bought the team in 2018, but I believe
for,
he bought
yeah,
the full okay. share of the team in 2022.
Is this one of those things where the state of Oregon's most Googled person in the month of August is Tom Dundon?
Yeah.
And he lives in Carolina.
Probably already today.
No, he's Dallas.
Oh, he lives in Texas. Yeah. No income tax, yeah. Tom Dundon, hey, I love that you mentioned that he is the majority owner of the Hurricanes. Now, this is not a slide on hockey, but the reality is that hockey franchises are not valued as the same as NBA franchises.
Bought them for $450 million in 2018.
And what are they worth now? Probably not that much more.
I'd say probably $657
million, yeah,
somewhere in that range. They're certainly going up because they have the new rights deal, and that's the thing again.
And they're good.
Yes.
And they're good.
But they're in a market, I believe Raleigh's like 30-something. Let's see. Raleigh, media market size. Oh, no, actually, it's 22nd. It's just behind Portland.
Oh, so it's same as us.
Yeah.
What's up?
So, and that's according to the latest polls. So, but just short of 2.8 million as far as, I should say, market size. So, actually I thought they were 32nd for some reason. But, yeah, they're right behind Portland.
There is a excerpt on Wikipedia that I'm excited to read during the break that says Tom Dundon and the quote bunch of jerks era 2017 to present. You telling me that this guy, I need Hockey Boy to chime in for this. Are you telling me that this guy's created a bad boy identity in Carolina? Because look, dude, majority ownership identity, that gets my pants real tight, because that's like, that's one direction. That's one voice. That's one thing. I mean, Paul had that for a little bit here.
Yeah.
In good ways and bad ways. We had a good ways in the late 80s, early 90s.
Well, hell,
and bad ways
90s.
in the late 90s and bad ways in the early mid-2000s.
Well, I mean,
in terms of identity.
Yeah, I mean, the identity of the Paul Allen teams for the longest period of time was spam. Spend Paul Allen's money. The CBA and where it's at today is largely because of Paul Allen.
Yeah.
Because he was willing to outspike, don't get me wrong, what Ballmer and what Lacob did in with the Clippers and the Warriors. That's what got the CBA to where it fully is today, because they were just like, we're going to spend more money than God, and our luxury tax bill is going to be more than, you know, three times what teams or what other owners spend on their teams. And they're like, yeah, we can't have that. Sorry. So that pushed it. But Paul Allen, I believe, was the first owner in the NBA to have a $100 million payroll.
Really?
Yeah, he said,
screw it, let's go.
He said, F them kids.
Some other interesting things about old Tommy Boy here. It looks like when he took over for the Hurricanes, he went through jersey changes, went to an updated flag logo corrected to a hurricane warning flag, and also made the canes on the sweater, on the front of the sweater. Mm-hmm. You've seen that for the Hurricanes?
Yeah.
It just says canes?
Yeah.
So, I mean, if history repeats itself, and we'll get into what we think the future looks like a little bit later, this guy puts a stamp on it, is what I'm seeing.
Yeah, I think so. And I do have the actual numbers here. So in 2018, Dundon bought 52% of the team. And then in 2021, he acquired all remaining minority shares of the Carolina Hurricanes, becoming the franchise's sole owner.
Dude, I wanted to do that with the Blazers.
Well, I will say, if he
doesn't have the money,
you know, shortening the name on the front of the jersey to the Canes and whatnot, we've already got Blazers on the front of the jersey. And
dude, what if he goes?
God, if they go Zers,
I swear to God, if they go Zers, we riot.
I will throw him into the Willamette.
Not me. I'll do it.
We
I'll buy a jersey.
Riot.
No,
pitchfork time.
It's god awful. Anybody who says Zers, I am immediately out on as a human being.
Dude, I love Zers.
The same guys that say Zers are the ones that go, hey, you want to go get a slice of za?
Yeah, it's like, no.
I want to punch you in the face.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Oh, man, I just found out you guys really don't like me.
Yes, there you go.
I don't call it za.
I do like you, but yeah, you might have your foibles.
It's only called za when I make the Lady Gaga joke.
Za.
That's her favorite food.
The interesting thing here is that between these three owners, none of them are worth the untold billions. So Dundon, depending on what you believe in, is worth anywhere between I believe it's 1.4.
Right.
There's one report that says 1.7. So under 2 billy. So that means he cannot be the sole owner
Correct. Of
the team because he does not have the funds to front $4 billion.
Yeah. So the other guys on this list.
Mark Czar is worth $1 billion. And
from Blue Owl Capital, who I did some research on Blue Owl Capital, their credit is $145.5 billion. Their real assets are $71.5 billion.
That's not his
money.
That's what they're managing.
But that's he. Maybe they're the money.
I would be.
Is that a conflict of interest?
Yeah, you can't do that. That kind of money can't be in the NBA just yet. We'll see where that goes. The other owner that is named, and it matters the order that they are presented
very much so
in the article.
I mean, that's why Tom Dundon,
is
we can assume, is the guy.
Yes. And then you've got Czar, and then you've also got Portland-based Shield Tile. He is the co-CEO of Collective Global.
Which is another, finance asset company.
Okay, this dude's a monster. And I mean this in, the whoa.
Not like you in a screenshot of you and me?
100%. Shield graduated from Stanford at 19.
Wow.
Doogie.
Yes. In addition, he also holds a JD from Harvard Law. And he is a member of the State Bar of Texas.
Wow.
He was on the Forbes 30 Under 30 list in 2013. This guy is a dude.
Who's his wife?
She may or may not work for the state of Oregon in the Oregon Health Authority, which, if you're aware of a particular building right next to Moda Center, if you want to connect some dots right there.
What are we going to do with that building?
The building that has presented some problems.
Yes.
For zoning and construction and things that you want to do there, which also circles back to Tom Dundon. He bought all of the minority shares of the Carolina Hurricanes and the building, which is now the Lenovo Center, and they are redoing that entire area in Raleigh into a district.
Yep.
Oh, weird!
I know, so great.
Weird!
We'll get to that at 11 o'clock and what that could mean. I think that's the interesting thing about Tom Dundon here. Again, maybe he's still outside and I can ask him in the break. I didn't catch what Brandon said was the negative thing that he found, but a lot of this stuff sounds really kind of positive to me. Are we just excited that this is sold, or does this guy seem like maybe the right guy to run this small market team?
I mean,
because he's doing a great job. And let's be real. Hockey is a niche sport.
Mm-hmm.
Hockey is...
Diehards, though.
Diehards, for sure. But it's very regional. It's very historical. I mean, the Carolina Hurricanes get the benefit of being the former Hartford Whalers. But Hartford and Raleigh are very far away
and
from each other.
And nobody cares.
And nobody cares. So to build a hyped, very successful team in Raleigh, North Carolina, that's hockey, this might be the kind of guy that I want. Because that's now you're going to take a shot at basketball in Portland.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You've got a fan base already built in. That if you give this fan base a reason, if you give this fan base a product, they will come out. I mean, there was the longest time where the Blazers had some of the best attendance percentage-wise for stadium capacity in all of the NBA.
They had a 22-year sellout streak.
Yeah, yeah. So it's like the fan base is here if you want. And maybe a guy that, maybe a small market, you know, fringe sport. Hockey, I don't think is niche, but it's fringe. It's still the Big Four.
Sure.
But to have of the smaller end of the Big Four, a local kind of driven team become the new guy here, I think it's kind of a home run.
And I will say,
unless this guy turns out to be a giant piece of garbage, but we don't know.
Maybe. Well, here's the other thing. Since Dundon bought the team in 2018, the Carolina Hurricanes have not been under 500. They have been to his first year in 18-19. They lost in the conference finals. The next year, they lost in the first round. They lost in the second round. Then the next year, they lost in the second round. And they lost in the conference finals, lost in the second round, and lost in the conference finals. So they've been very successful in his run. Now, the Stanley Cup, they won, obviously, before he was there. They won the Cup in, was that 05? 05, 06, and they lost in the Stanley Cup Finals in 01, 02. And that was really only a couple years after they got there. They got to Carolina in 97, 98? Yeah, so they had a period of darkness for about a decade from 2009-10 to 2018. They were not in the playoffs, but they have not been below 500. Their lowest winning percentage since he has taken over the team is 596. So 60%.
That's better than the Mariners.
So better than 54%.
Better than the Mariners. Couple things coming in on the YouTube chat. Tim says, agents hate him, but the fans have appreciated his investment into the team, and they've succeeded. He said he took that from reading Canes fans on Reddit. And also in Mom's Basement, I'm a huge hockey guy. I've really admired their organization for the last 5 years or so. I've got a buddy who's a season ticket holder, and he loves the organization. They spend money. They win. This is good.
Well, the spending money part I'll push back on a little bit, but yes, they are not the cheapest team, but they are not spending all of the money.
Side note, I know we're up against it, but side note real quick, do you think, I don't know how many new owners are going to come into any of the Big Four sports and be cheap. How many new owners have come in and been cheap?
Now?
See what I mean?
Yeah, but
so it's like once we get the Fishers out and you get the Dan Snyder, just like the Jerks and the Haslams, like once those guys get out and their kids decide to sell, I don't think they're going to be selling to crappy owners. You know, the Pittsburgh Pirates, like your days are numbered. If you're a 12-year-old Pirates fan, by the time you are 50, you might have competent ownership. Now, that sucks to wait 38 years, but you might have competent ownership. And that's maybe something we overlooked in this situation.
So the Hurricanes are the 23rd lowest or highest payroll in the NHL.
But they're good.
Sure, but again, they're not spending all of the money. Like the Golden Knights are 1, Montreal 2, Florida 3, Edmonton 4, Philly 5. Dallas
only
6.
One of those teams have won a Stanley Cup in the last 10 years.
Didn't Vegas win one?
That's the only one.
Didn't the Panthers just win one?
Oh, you said the Panthers? The
Panthers are third.
My apologies. Yeah. I was hearing Montreal, Edmonton, Dallas.
Yeah, Edmonton's been to two in a row.
Still haven't won it, though.
You've been to two in a row.
I'm a winner here.
Well, they're spending money. Well, guess what? Hurricanes haven't won any.
I'm a winner here.
Okay.
Edmonton also has the best player on planet Earth.
Okay. Hurricanes, not spending money, not in the cup.
Dude, who out there is hella mad that me and Danny are pretending to be hockey bros right now?
I know hockey well enough.
I got a bunch of friends that watch hockey, so I just listen to what they say. Yeah.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.